You're listening to the Doing English podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Here we go. Welcome to episode 20 of the Doing English podcast. I'm Julian from doingenglish.com. Now, what are we going to be talking about today? Today, I'm going to be talking about something I heard on the radio, and I'm going to be commenting on that great English learning lesson for you in there. But first of all, this week's five-star review. Let's check it out. This week's five-star review comes from Katie503 in Poland, and Katie says, "Super cool. I recommend it to everyone." Short but sweet. Thank you, Katie503. It is much, much appreciated. If you ever find yourself in Tokyo, give me a shout. I owe you a beer, a coffee, or other beverage of your choice. A glass of wine, maybe. And yes, thank you. I happen to think that the Doing English podcast is super cool, if I do say so myself. You know what else is super cool? The Doing English Daily Newsletter. This is a free email that I send out every single day, packed with tips and ideas for mastering the English language. You'll also get the chance to join premium Doing English courses, which are not free, and in fact, they are very expensive. But if you're looking to master the English language in as efficient a way as possible, you're definitely going to want to check those out. To join the super cool Doing English Daily Newsletter, all you've got to do is head over to doingenglishnewsletter.com. Enter your name and email address and you will be signed up instantly. So let's get into this week's podcast episode. I listen to the radio a lot. In Japanese, of course, because I live in Japan and we have an old, kind of old-fashioned now, I guess, analog radio, which I absolutely love. And I listen to the radio a lot, not because I think that listening passively to the radio is a particularly good way to improve my Japanese, because actually I don't think that's a very effective way to improve my Japanese listening. But I listen to the radio a lot because I really love the radio. This might surprise you in this day and age, but we actually have no TV at home. We are not TV people. We had a TV once upon a time, and it didn't get used for such a long time that when we actually came to switch it on, we realized that it was broken and it no longer worked. So we got rid of it and never got another one. But we are radio people. And I listen to the radio every morning whilst I'm working and things like that, you know. And a few days ago, I was listening to an advice show. You know, the kind of show where people write in a letter about some problem they're having in their lives. Normally, their love lives. And this is an example of that. And ask for advice on it. And then the radio hosts kind of give their advice, or they call in some expert to give advice. Now, there was one guy who came on. And he said that he'd been happily married. He was a happily married guy. But then all of a sudden, his wife cheated on him. She slept with another man. Not only did she sleep with another man, but she got pregnant with his baby. So what did she do? She dumped her husband and she ran off with the new boyfriend to start a new life and to have her baby with him. And I'm guessing, hopefully, for her, live happily ever after. Unsurprisingly, though, her happily ever after turned out to be pretty damn short. Because the new boyfriend and father of her new baby cheated on her with another woman and left her. So the woman who cheated on her husband and dumped him for another guy got dumped for another woman. And she was left a newly divorced single mother with a baby to bring up by herself. Sure, when you're a single mother, newly divorced, I'm sure life is tough. But let's be honest. In this day and age, a It's not exactly an uncommon situation. Whatever. Here's the thing. The guy who called in for advice, this is the original husband, the husband who was dumped for the other guy, is worried sick about his ex-wife. He's worried about how she'll survive as a single mother. Worried about how she'll raise the baby. And in fact, he's so worried that he wants to get back together with her and to help her raise the kid. Even though it's not his baby, even though it's the baby of the man who she cheated on him with, he wants to help her raise the baby. Wow. They say love is blind, don't they? I guess it's kind of sweet of him. Kind of. But you know what, though? Honestly? If my wife cheated on me with another man, got pregnant, dumped me, and ran away with him, and then needed somebody to look after her, that somebody would not be me. If my wife cheated on me and ran away with another man, she had better make sure that that man is going to treat her right and look after her. Because there is no way I would be chasing after her and trying to get her back. She'd be on her own. She makes her bed, she lies in it, is what I say. And before you think I'm some kind of cold-hearted, evil bastard, I told my wife this because she was here when this radio show was going on, and I said this, and I said, if you did the same thing, this is what would happen to you. And you know what my wife said? What she said actually surprised me and actually shocked me a little bit, but I guess it's true. She said, look, darling, honestly, if a woman cheats on her husband, gets pregnant, and then runs off with the new boyfriend, it's because she doesn't want to be with her husband. She doesn't like her husband. She wants to get rid of him. And that guy on the radio, he should take a hint. Harsh, right? You know, we men have hard lives. Well, this said, my advice for this blinded by love, love-sick man, my advice for him would be, forget about her. Forget about the woman. She'll be fine. Maybe. But it's not your problem. She left you. She ran off. She doesn't want you. She wants to start a new life with somebody else. Forget about her. And go and do something with your own life. Stop being desperate. Stop being needy. Stop pining after someone you can't have. And go do something with the short life that you have. For example, learn English. Learn the English language and leave Japan. Go somewhere else. Experience different countries. Experience working in a new environment. Find a new foreign, exotic woman in another country somewhere. Go to America. Meet a nice American lady. Go to the UK. Meet a British woman. Go to wherever you fancy. It doesn't matter. The point is, do something with your life. Stop sitting around being desperate. Do something. Experience something new. Because you know what? Over time, you'll forget all about her anyway. And she'll forget all about you. That's the way life works. They say time is a great healer. And it is, because over time we forget about things. You may be lovesick now. You may think that you will never feel whole again without your ex-wife. But the truth is, over time, you'll forget all about her, and she'll forget all about you. So again, my advice is, you know, learn English, leave the country, go do something else. Want some advice for learning English? Well, just so happens that I have just the thing for you, my lovesick friend. The Doing English Daily Newsletter. Haha, of course, you saw it coming. So, as I said at the beginning of this episode, if you haven't already, you can and should sign up for the Doing English Daily Newsletter by going to doingenglishnewsletter.com. That then is the end of this week's episode. Just a short one this time. You know, I'm sure I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail about this. People saying, Julian, you're a horrible person. How could you say something like that? I'm sure they're going to say things like, he's really honourable, he's really sweet to care about his ex-wife like that. But I wonder, if you're a woman, would you want him back? If you was his ex-wife, would you want him to come back and to look after the baby that you had with another man? I can't see it, to be perfectly honest. From my point of view, he just comes across as being desperate and needy. But hey, whatever. What have we got coming up in next week's exciting episode of the Doing English podcast? That'll be episode number 21. Next week, I've got a very big, very important tip for you for speaking the English language well. But I'll warn you now that it's wrapped up in a story, a very gross, kind of disgusting story. So if you're the kind of person who doesn't like gross, disgusting stories that might make you feel quite sick, you probably want to skip next week's episode. But if you do have a strong stomach, there's a pun in there, by the way. There is a joke in there, and you will see what I mean next week. If you do have a strong stomach, you're definitely going to want to check it out, because the lesson contained in that story is a huge one. Right, that is it from me, Julian, from doingenglish.com, signing out for another week. If you haven't yet taken the time to subscribe to the Doing English podcast on iTunes, rate the show and review, please do. It'll only take you a few seconds. And by reviewing the show, you are helping me to keep it on iTunes and to keep it running. Because simply put, no reviews, no podcast. That's the way iTunes works. Thank you again for KT503 for your fantastic review. And I look forward to hearing more just like it. That's it from me. See you in 7 days. Take care. Goodbye.